National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2017, last day of the month. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do the markets and politics. Markets in Washington, D.C. Your money and politics. Your money and Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us today. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. And a bunch of other stuff. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. If you do it yourself for others, press the consultant button. If you want our notes sent directly to you, those are free, by the way. Press the subscribe button and whatever buttons are there. All at GaryK.com. So, first off, yesterday, in case you don't know, we do the radio show off of my laptop. I have this little box. It connects the software, but you need the internet. So I traveled this weekend, and yesterday I, put the laptop down, and it wasn't working. Couldn't figure it out. Oh, my laptop didn't sync with my internet. All I had to do was press the internet button. Doofus! Anyway, so excuse us for that yesterday. It's all on me, all my fault. Yell at me. Be mad at me. What can I tell you? All right, on today's show, first off, last Thursday on this show, I had told you, remember this day. Remember that? And basically, the thought process was kind of simple. We thought the market was showing some tiring out. And people asked, well, Gary, the market's not going down. Well, we're just letting you know, markets just don't top. Just all of a sudden one day, boom, they typically hit a point where they tire out. And then you spend some time back and forth. And it doesn't mean stocks won't work. Doesn't mean new sectors won't show up. It just means overall, tired out. We're going to keep that stance. We think Thursday may have been important. May have. You never know. And the fact of the matter is the markets haven't really moved since Thursday. They kind of sort of done nothing. But our job is very simple. We're going to go underneath the hood and we'll tell you what's really going on because there's a lot of jello moving on the plate, some north, some south. We'll have that for you today. Of course, we'll have the market wrap moves of the day and all that stuff today. But first, in case you did not know, Donald Trump's address to Congress tonight. It's really the State of the Union, but I get This is news to me. I didn't know. I guess when a president is the new president, it's not called the State of the Union anymore. It's the address to Congress. So here is Gary's State of the Union. Number one, Washington, D.C., and all the politicians have disrespected each and every one of you over many years. They have disrespected your earned dollar, your tax dollar. They have put themselves and their reelection in front of you. This is both parties. We are now sitting at $20 trillion of debt. Nine of it under everybody's hero, Barack Obama. Remember what we told you, ladies and gentlemen. And we pull no punches. Barack Obama, the worst president we've ever had in history. Simple as that. That's all. Worst. How do we know? $9 trillion of new debt under his watch. Before him, it was all a total of $10 trillion from day one. And of course, the sycophantic, lying on their back, paws in the air, tongues wagging, lying sacks of crap, media, don't report it. So we have $20 trillion in debt. We're going to be anywhere between $500 billion and $1 trillion in deficits every year right now. State of the Union. We were told that an $800 billion stimulus package 8 years ago was going to go towards infrastructure, and we were lied to, and all of a sudden we're being told how much money is needed for infrastructure. I don't know about you. They got plenty of money here on I-4 in Central Florida because they are driving to the hoop with construction and causing a lot of accidents. What else? In order to keep markets and the economy afloat, they rigged interest rates down to zero for the last 8 years, screwing you, the saver. Feel better? 0% on your money? Your riskless income investment. State of the Union. Our inner cities are crumbling. They have left them for dead. As we have stated on this show, what an immense missed opportunity by Barack Obama, the first black president, to do something about the inner cities, and he did nothing. Not a frickin' thing. But the media don't tell you that. What else? State of the Union. You guys. You. You guys are terrific. You guys wake up every morning, and gals. You know what I mean when I say guys, right? You wake up every morning and work hard and strive and sweat and toil to do better for yourselves and your family on a daily basis. That's what's driving this country. You guys are great. So that a State of the Union, I can say in two succinct sentences, they suck, you are great. And the reason why, and let me do my usual disclaimer, I'm about 60-40 on Trump. 40% of me does not like him, 60% does, and we're talking policy. We do not understand these travel bans, make no sense whatsoever. We do not understand strong-arming companies. We do not understand taxing imports. A tax is a tax is a tax. But we love lower taxes. We love less regulations. We love that he loves the men and women in uniforms, especially when Barack Obama marginalized them. But we're not so sure on this budget stuff, and he'll talk about it tonight. Unless somebody has the grapefruits to cut the size of government down, because it must be understood that every dime government spends is being sucked out of you and I and the real economy. The government is not the real economy. There is no profit motive. They don't create wealth. They suck the wealth out of the economy. The state of this country is we've got to lower federal spending, which is going to be $4.1 trillion this year. It was $1.8 trillion in 2000. Where the hell is the money going to? Oh, that's right. Government programs. State of the country, Social Security. How did it get to workers today are paying for retirees today when retirees already put their money in something they said was the so-called lockbox? Oh, that's right. They stole it. That's why they can never change Social Security anymore. They can't privatize any of it. You know why? Because they need today's money to pay for yesterday's retirees because they stole the money. So what's the moral of my story? What's the message? What's Gary's State of the Union? I'll have that up next. And the market wrap. And the movers of the day. And the news of the day. And whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So what is my State of the Union, the State of the Country message? It is simple. Those people in Washington, D.C. are so damn lucky they have us. They have no idea. The problem is they don't work for us. They work for themselves. We work for them. That's what it's come to. The left has, the Democratic Party has been hijacked by left of socialism and corruption run of muck. Just go read WikiLeaks and have no bias and then get back to me. The right is just a bunch of hypocrites. What did they do for 8 years under Bush? $5 trillion of debt. How was that war? And then they complained about Obama, about his debt. Now Trump comes in and wants to cut departments, and you know what they're saying already? No, you can't do that. Really, you can't? You mean in the year 2000, the federal government spent $1.8 trillion, and this year it's $4.1 trillion, and you can't find the few hundred billion just to cut? You can't? Paul Ryan and the rest of you goobers? And as far as Donald Trump, we told you so. What did we tell you? Do you remember? Do you know what the latest is that he may talk about tonight? Which, by the way, we're fine with. Remember he said he's going to send 12 million people to deport them out? We told you no. He's now going to talk about a pathway to legalization. Late breaking news. Told you. Now what are the protesters going to protest about? You know, every Tuesday in Orlando at noon downtown, about 50 to 100 protesters come out, and I just jab them. I'll just walk up to one. Did you complain about Barack Obama for at any time during the 8 years? And I asked, and no, why not? And they give me a dumbfounded look. They got one lady yelling out there. They're complaining about how much Donald Trump is spending on his travel down to South Florida from Washington, D.C. They're all worried about how much government spending now. So I jab them with the $9 trillion over the last 8 years. One guy looked like he was about to punch me. Facts hurt. Especially when you're dealing with the extreme left. Facts have no place in their minds. So we'll have a speech tonight. We'll see what happens. I'm already hearing a crooked, what's her name, Maxine Waters. I don't even know where she's from, but she's a crook. Go look back what she did in 08. She's a crook. She's a terrible failure, miserable failure of somebody who represents this country with our debt and deficits and everything else. She's not showing up tonight. Gee, we'll miss you. Just like we really miss this guy Grayson from Orlando here, who's no longer, I don't know what he's doing anymore. And that's our take. You're great, they're terrible, and we need to do something about it. And I think it's going to take more than Donald Trump. We've got to cut the size of government down and keep that capital with us, the people that earn the capital. They earn nothing. Washington, D.C. earns nothing. They're just a blob. There's a place for them. There are things we need. There are a lot of things we don't. That's our State of the Union, ladies and gentlemen. That all said, let's do today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Oh, my God, the Dow was down. Listen, all this talk about the Dow being up 12 days in a row, I got news for you. It is meaningless. It's how much it's up. And I got news for you. In the last 5 days, that was up 19 points. So meaningless. S&P down 6, NASDAQ down 36, NASDAQ 100 down 17. The SOX was down a juicy, looks like 13. Got to get my glasses on. Transports 54. What's of note today? With the Dow only down 25, the Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of 300 Dow points. No, not kidding. Advanced declines with the Dow only down 25 on the NASDAQ, 7 to 23 on the New York, 10 to 19. New highs contracted, and that's what I mean by start watching. Again, listen carefully. Market's going to eventually correct. It always does. It's just a matter of how much, how long, how far, and what. And what we do is we look for signs that maybe it's going to correct. And usually the signs come in a day like today, where the Russell 2000 is down the equivalent of 300 points with the Dow only down 25. Now, guess what? Maybe tomorrow the Russell's up the equivalent of 300 points with the Dow only up 25. Okay, I'm fine. But I'm just letting you know, on Thursday we started to say, yeah, we're just getting a little bit of that feeling. And we are not saying the end of the world's coming. We're not saying a bear market's coming. We're not saying even a 5% drop is coming. We're saying that, and we're hitting a little wall here. That's all we're saying. If things worsen, we'll let you know. If things change, we'll let you know. But leave no doubt. When the Dow's only down 25 and the advanced decline on the NASDAQ is 7 to 23 and on the 10 to 19, that's not good. Now, the good news is, as I go through my scans, I'm not finding a lot of breakdowns. Things break in support and or moving averages. What I am finding is some stalling action and some pullback actions, meaning some things got too extended and have to pull back towards and into moving averages. We're seeing some of that. So you can relax. And of course, we are here every day to read the leaves of the tea. Whatever the heck that means. I don't even know what a tea leaf is. So up next, we have to pick the market apart. And what we mean by that is there is a lot of jello moving on the plate now, ladies and gentlemen. Some things up, some things down, some things we talked about last week. We'll have that all and much more. That's up next. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. Where do I want to go next? Okay, first off, number one, while I was gone, did you see what happened to gold stocks? Measured by the GDX or the GDXJ, which is the junior gold miners, that'd be a pretty harsh top. That's all. Remember what we have told you about gold? They were rallying up, but we really didn't feel any oomph. There was a trade off the bottom, if you know how to, you know, throw the dart at the bottom, yippee-yay-yay. And the interesting thing about it is that gold really hasn't been hit. But let me be clear. From our studies, when the stocks are weaker than the metal, that's usually not a good thing. So we start you off with gold. Recently, we told you that we thought the bond market was bottoming. It still looks that way. And because of that, recently we told you that the utilities and the real estate stocks were finally coming to the fore. The utilities more than the real estate stocks. If you look at the XLU, that's had a pretty damn good move. If you like buying utilities. Again, these are interest rate sensitive areas. Now, we also have to mention the other interest rate sensitive area, and that's the housing stocks. Toll Brothers gapped up last week and is now sitting tight. Lennar coming up the right side of a big base. D.R. Horton, a little less so. So I'm just letting you know you got some of these housing stocks. As a group, though, it doesn't look powerful. Doesn't look like it's going to be strong, but I thought it worth noting. Next, as mentioned, the small caps are much weaker than the large caps now. When you have a chance, go look at the Russell 2000. It is where it was. We'll use the high of December 9th. Actually, it's below December 9th. Okay? The NASDAQ 100 is up, we'll call it 9% since that date. The S&P 500 is up 5%. You catching the drift? The Dow is up about 7.57, about 1,050 points. I'll call it about 5-6%. So without a doubt, and we had a position in small caps and we said bye-bye to it. Very big underperformer. If that changes, we'll let you know. It has not broken down yet, but just on a relative basis versus the big guys, ain't happening. Oils, we continue to tell you to avoid them. This has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. We did name a few names that were acting better than the rest. There are about 10 or 15 of them, but they've all just about broken down. Retail. We would continue to avoid most retail. This has been going on for months. And interesting enough, anybody see what Target did today? Symbol TGT. A new yearly low on Target. Down $8 to $58.77. And that kind of goes hand in hand with L Brands, which gapped down last week. New yearly lows. In apparel, Under Armour. Near new yearly lows. I can go on and on and on and on. We would just avoid the retail. Also, we'd like to mention that we think we'll go further than that. Rush is topped out. Go look at RSX. Some of the other emerging markets look to be topped out here near term. Not as bad as Russia, but looks like they're a little topped out, need to pull back. And again, they're just extended to the upside, need to pull back. They're not necessarily breaking down, but goes towards my bigger point of what we said Thursday on this show. On the other end, biotech. Go look at the IBB. If that baby can get above 300, close the 297 today. Dang. The BBH did move above 120, but just barely. So all these areas are poised in here to go higher for biotech. But and there's another one, XBI, you can look at. You can see what we're seeing. We mentioned to you Amgen had a gap up recently, 167, it's 176. Celgene now is coming around. So there's a few biotechs that are doing better here. Definite money flows and other healthcare things, the drugs and the medical products and things like that. We don't understand some of the moves in that some of these companies are actually contracting businesses. The same goes for some of the consumer staple stocks, which just came out of nowhere off the bottom. But there's been also buyout rumors, and there was one attempted buyout of the big Unilever. So we're going to just let you know that there's a relative bid in those areas also. By the way, one other housing stock I forgot to mention was KB Homes, symbol KBH. But then you look at some others like Hovnanian, blah. And there's a few others that look like crap, so kind of a mixed bag in there. So again, Jell-O moving on the plate. Market stretched and extended to the upside. Doesn't have to pull back. We've already told you about sentiment also, very bullish now, which is bearish. When everybody's bullish, you know what the story is. All the numbers that we follow are I saw a couple of them that are like at 12-year highs in bullishness. So we're just here to tell you that, you know, kind of like, you know. But not calling for really anything else. Financials look okay. Settling in over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and to be clear, market ain't going to crack unless the financials crack. Semiconductors are in a little pullback mode here, but they're just straight extended. The 50-day moving average is at 940. It's 970. Can pull back into it. Every time it's pulled back into the 50-day for the last 10 months, held very quickly and turned right back up. And as you know, and we repeat, the semis and the financials are muy importante to the market, are they, because they are great bellwethers, forecasters, harbingers of things to come. That's all. And we'll cover it for you. Late-breaking news now. Congressman Elliot Engel says he will not shake Donald Trump's hand. I am sure Donald Trump's hand is going to be very, very depressed. Engel is a 29-year House member. Need I say more? He does not like Trump's stance on things. I don't either, but I'd shake his hand. Again, I don't even know what to say about the left that's running the show, but let's just hope they never end up running the show. By the way, he's New York's 16th congressional district. 70 years old. Representative since 1989. Several different districts. Yeah. Yeah. Two words, ladies and gentlemen. Term limits. And maybe I could put a third word. Term freaking limits. Which is it? Freaking term limits. Up next on The Edge. We'll figure it out. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little that of the other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17. Visit staples.com/furniture deals.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, by the way, Neil Cavuto on from 8 to 11 tonight, covering Donald Trump's, I still can't get Donald Trump's address to Congress. What do you think Hillary Clinton's doing tonight? Movers of the day. I don't want to go any further. Price line up 92. Just keep in mind, it's a $1,700 stock. So it's a $9 move on 170 some odd bucks. But still a good move on their earnings. Up 92. And amazed they refuse to split the stock. Albemarle. Say that 10 times fast. Albemarle. Up 9 to 101 on their earnings. That breaks out of range. Earnings were down 14%. Revenues down 4%. Breaks out to new highs. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. The Trade Desk up 5 to 42. Domino's Pizza up 4 to 189. Domino's Pizza, earnings up 29. Revenues up 11. That's pretty good. Tesla bounces up 3. Got to watch this one. Got to write one down as I speak, by the way. O'Reilly Automotives is a 3. NetEase a 3. Remember I told you about this? NetEase, watch this bad boy. Let the moving averages catch up, and let's see what happens. Intuitive Surgical, 2 or more SBA Communications. Mercado Libre. Humana. Biomarin Pharmaceuticals. Everest Reese, and that's it. That's it for your two or mores, ladies and gentlemen. It tells you what type of day it was. Downside, Cable One down 19, 625. How about this one? INC Research down 13-43. China Biological Products, down 10-98. How about this one? Signet Jewelers, down 9-63, new yearly lows. Retailer of Jewelry, they're under K. Jared. Don't they have a lot of commercials, Jared? Nothing against these retail jewelers. They charge too much. Eight or more Acuity Brands. Target. Seven or more First Citizens Bank Share. Medpace. Ouch. Workday. Ouch. Six or more Nelnet. Ouch. Google. Five or more Ultimate Software. Drill Quip. Bad day for that oil company. Four more, Silicon Labs, United Therapeutics, Ameritrade. Want to hear what happened today? After Schwab lowered their rates on trades, Fidelity comes in and lowers below them, so Ameritrade, all of them got hit. Coherent down four. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, AutoZone, Tyler Tech, all four more. Three or more, Alliance Data. By the way, this is all with the Dow down only 25. Dollar General, Yonked. I love those dollar stores. By the way, if you've never been in these dollar stores, you gotta go. It's the greatest. Everything is a dollar. Charter Communications, LCI Industries, Amazon. Amazon had some outage today. Staying with the threes, FactSet, BlackRock, LendingTree. ICU Medical, Lithia Motors. Some of these auto companies getting hit. Nevro, Tesoro Petroleum, Clovis Oncology. And that's it for the threes. You want the twos? I'll do a couple of those. NVIDIA, stocks topped. Chipotle, WageWorks, Dollar Tree, Lockheed Martin, pulling back after a good move yesterday. E-Trade, as mentioned. The Bank of Nova Scotia. I guess that's in Nova Scotia. Marriott Vacations Worldwide, Lennox International, Charles River Labs, Biogen, W.W. Grainger, Criteo, the company that I hate. You know what they do, right? Whenever you go on anybody's website looking at something, then you go on another website, an ad from the last website is up there and Criteo puts it up there. I hate them. They are intrusives. That's what they are. They intrude on your web, just like the Kardashians do. Every website I go to, there's a Kardashian, and now it's a Jenner. They got the new Jenners. They don't even talk, these people, and you guys are going to all their website a million times a day and buying their stuff. They don't even talk. What is the matter with you people? Or maybe it's me. And that is your ever popular over-top movers of the day. So, again, tonight, the... Well, first off, we have one guy that will not shake his hand. Maxine Waters says she's not going to show up. By the way, Maxine Waters called, excuse my French, Donald Trump's appointees scumbags last week. I thought I'm the only one who can use that word. But that's what she said. Appointees are scumbags. Rex Tillerson ran Exxon, scumbag. I'm going to continue with their names. I mean, it's amazing. Amazing. Anyway, I'm wondering if there's going to be any... Ben Carson, scumbag. Ben Carson happens to be the most lovely man I have met. I've met him a couple times. Quite the lovely man. Anyway, enjoy Cavuto, 8 to 11 o'clock tonight with the address... with big interviews, both sides of the aisle, fair and balanced, on Fox Business. Don't miss it. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.